Well, thank you for your company. Hope I've taken you home safe and sound. Likewise, same time tomorrow, 4:30 on Thursday evening on SS. Or until tomorrow at 4:30, stand by for David Paul here beside me, looking very well. Hello, sir. Hello, my boy. See you tomorrow. Good evening to you.
Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to have, oh,
come up and see me
to make me smile.
I do what you want, but I do what.
There ain't no more, you've taken everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. Maybe you'll try
to come up and see me,
to make me smile.
I'll do what you want, just run a while.
Ah, yes, 1975, starting off this evening's program, Cotton Rebel, Make Me Smile. Thanks, Jason. He's a nice guy. Makes me smile when he tells me to put on my safety belt. 6:34, southbound, back tomorrow. 4:30. Tune into him. safe home, lads. It's 6:34, it's Tuesday, it's not, it's Wednesday. Alice, the tea time program till 8. Specials, Ghost Town. Did you know that that's number one in Britain? It is. Took over from good old Michael Jackson. Well, what do you think of the bus strike? Answers on a postcard. No, it's good to see actually so many people out in the old bike. Causing gossip for the neighbours. I didn't know he rode a bike, did you? Penny Farthing's ad for the first time in years. So for anyone who's cycled to work and has just made it home, is totally exhausted and is dying for a cup of water, this music's for you. Dire Straits and water.
I am dry in the long hot rain. I need a little water.
Straits on a Wednesday evening tea time program till 8 o'clock. It's 18 minutes to 7. That's a track of the first of three Dire Straits albums, simply called Dire Straits. It's called Water of Love. We dedicate our own anyone just in from work after a long hard cycle home, all the 100 yards that one had to cycle. Just looking through what's happening on this evening's program, apart from including music from Richard Clydeman, Kate Robbins, who else have we got? The Corgis, Sky, Earth, Wind and Fire, there just to mention a few. Tonight we're doing something that we haven't done before. We've decided to pick on a year in time and play non-stop music from that particular year. Now this evening we decided to pick in 75, so good old tracks to jive to. From 1975, that will hopefully be between about 7:30 and 8 o'clock. As well as that, we have news of a Sky competition where you can win yourself a copy of the Sky double album. And as well as that, we have our Love and Hate, and this evening we'll be playing the choice of Charlotte Quinn, and hopefully that'll be happening at about 7 o'clock this evening.
David Paul makes me happy.
Thank you.
That was in the charts in 1975 for Bob Marley and the Wailers, and it's back in 1981. Good example of reggae music. Now, there's a reason why we said that and why we play that this evening, because I'm indebted to a lady called Helen Kerwin, who's just made a return from a lovely holiday, she said, in Ibiza. Now, she brought back a magazine which is called Cara. It's the in-flight magazine of Aer Lingus. And this edition that she brought back is very, very good, I suppose, because it contains a very, very good article on music. In fact, a big article, and it goes into such things as, just looking through here, the Year of the Rat. It talks about the Boomtown Rats. Also, The One Night Stand, that's an article on Rory Gallagher. Who else? Van Morrison, Phil Innett, and then it has basically a summary of what's happening in the Irish scene at the moment, you know, from the hot press to various things like that, Paul Brady. Now, at the back of it, there's a thing called a dictionary. And what it is, in fact, is a layman's guide to some rock and music terms. Now, incidentally, since we just played reggae, just to see what it says about reggae, it says that reggae, now here it is, origins go all the way back to Africa, but may conveniently be traced to influence of post-war black rhythm and blues Jamaican music scene. Now, in the 70s, the best commercial example is Bob Marley and the Wailers, which we've just, of course, played. Just to go through some other, what would you say, words and how it defines them. Punk, well, that's defined in Chambers' Everyday Dictionary as pertaining to a youth movement in the 1970s, characterized by a dislike of conventional values with a love of loud, lively rock music and a liking for very short hairstyles and rather grotesque fashions. That's what it says here. If you like the fashions, it's up to you. And it goes on to say that the definitive punk band were, of course, the Sex Pistols. So there you are. Then it goes on to explain, as I said, various, what would you say, rock and music terms, and gives an explanation for them. Now, we came across one, which is an axe. We want to know an axe. What do you think it is? It's the slang for something. Now, it's, well, I can't give you any clues, because what we do, for a bit of crackshire, and why not, during your tea, if you'd want to get up to the phone, go out and ring us in and tell us what you think the axe, what it's the slang for. And what we'll do, if anyone does get it right, we'll give a prize of a couple of passes to Laurel Park or something like that. But it'll be interesting to see, in fact, if we do get anyone, it's, that does, in fact, get it right. So if you think you know what an axe is, or if you want to have a good guess, maybe it's the slang for jazz, or it could be slang for an artist, or for something. Give us a buzz, 852111, see what kind of response we get. And as I said, we'll give a buzz to anyone, if anyone does in fact get it right. So there you are, nice little thing. We take calls, I suppose, for about 15 minutes and see what happens. Talking of time, 10 to 7, well, that's in duration. We'll go back to music, and I've been asked to play a request this evening for Jackie White, Stephen McClelland, and a little message here. They won £5 off of Mr. Ernie Gallagher. They had a bet, something to do with this record. They didn't tell me what it was. They just said if you can play it for 7 on Wednesday, much obliged. It's Grover Washington and just the two of us.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall. It becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Is the name of the album that that track is taken from. Grover Washington, Bill Withers, and Just the Two of Us. Six minutes to seven on the Tea Time program, and as I said, we dedicate that one to Jackie White, Stephen McClelland, and I suppose we should dedicate it to Ernie Gallagher, who lost £5 in that record. I'll have to find out actually what happened. Interesting to see. Getting back to our little, what would you say, what we're asking you to define an axe. We have some suggestions. In fact, we got six. That's all we had time for. Firstly, David Kenny said a guitar. Paul Howard said a drum. Elaine Carey said to exclude a track. Now, okay, fair enough. I understand what she means. Jim O'Reilly said a guitar. Virgil Harrington, a roadie. And Louise Kelly said to kill someone. I'd say that's a good one, all right, Louise. If you think you know what the slang for an axe, it's the slang for what, we'd like to, well, like to hear what you think it is. Give us a buzz, 852-111. Now, we're back to some more music. Good lady, this. Kim Wilde, the follow-up to Kids in America and Checkered Love.
You say everything's all right. We'll be right back.
sings, she looks good. That's Kim Wilde combining her talents in a track called Checkered Love at 2 to 7. And we'll be back after the break with the Love and Hate, this evening the choice of Charlotte Quinn.
It was late December 1965 when two of Ireland's finest mechanics, known to the trade as Declan and Joe, decided to start working together.
And now, 16 years later, Wheels & Company are South Dublin's leading general car repair service. Wheels & Co. have proved that they can repair any type of car faster and probably more efficiently than anyone else. And if your car is Fiat, Wheels & Co. are specialists in Fiat. But it doesn't stop there. Wheels & Co. offer a top-class panel beating and spray painting service. Wheels & Co., the people who know what they're talking about. If you've tried the rest, how about trying the best? Wheels & Co., open 9 to 5.30 Monday to Friday, beside Carrick Stores, Carrick Road in Dunleary. Phone 852897.
Everybody knows the Red Corner Shops. One of the reasons is our advertising. You can't miss it. But far more important are the thousands of satisfied customers whom we've served over the years. You're possibly one of them. And we'd like to thank you for telling your friends and relatives about the Red Corner Shop. Your recommendation is the kind of advertising we cannot buy. And it only comes because we guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Our range is extensive and includes dresses, wardrobes, cane furniture, tables, chairs. And our prices really are unbeatable. If you've never been in to see us, do so now. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. For your convenience, open 7 days a week. We are Southside Radio on 300 meters medium wave, SSR. On the air 7 days a week, just for you.
You, you, we like what you like. Music we play,
you.
We do it for you.
SSR, Southside Radio, 300 meters, medium wave.
Take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables you can watch.
watch yourself while you are eating.
Welcome back to the program, 7 minutes after seven, and that's a memory from 1980, as was the one previous to that. And the reason we play them this evening was, of course, they were a love and hate choice, and the choice was, of course, of Charlotte Quinn. Good evening to you, Charlotte, and hope you enjoyed Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, as that is your most loved record from the Corgis. And hopefully you switched off your radio but turned it back on again for The Beast and Mirror in the Bathroom. As we said, 7 after 7. And during that, we were running a little phone-in competition because, as I said, we got a lovely little book, the In-Flight Magazine of Aer Lingus. And we discovered at the back of it this dictionary, which is a layman's guide to the rock and music terms. And we wanted to know what was the slang, axe, what's the slang, what's, you know, slang for what? That was how we put it. And where's my list of people? So we had a guitar from David Kenny, Paul Harrod set a drum to exclude a track from an album. That's what Elaine Carey said when she rang back to kind of point out what she really did mean. Jim O'Reilly set a guitar, Fergal Harrington a roadie, Kill Someone, Louise Kelly, some right working things, sorry about that, that's what it says here. Paul Harrod, he rang back, he changed his mind to see about the drum. Denise Long set a guitar, Alexis O'Donnell set the label of a record. And then we had three guitars from Joe Wearin, Bernie Dorn and Alan Jones. They all said it's a guitar. So, well, as you can well imagine, it looks as if guitar is in fact what the axe is slang for, and it is too, of course, a guitar. So well done. Some people are well up in their music and their rock terms. So we'll give the prize to Denise Law, as she's the only lady taking, hopefully, that Bernie Dorn is a fella. So you don't mind, lads, I mean, you're gentlemen like myself. So Denise, we get two passes to Laurel Park on to you, and thanks to everyone for giving us a buzz in, especially all the people who did in fact know what it was. I wonder if in fact there have anything to do with groups. Well, there you are. Now we go back to some more music. This time we're playing a piece of music from a group called Sky, from an album called Sky 2, and after it we'll be telling you how you can win yourself a copy of the album in our writing competition. We'll dedicate this one to our producer, who's going mad outside to hear it. So it comes, as I said, from the album Sky 2. It is Sky, and a track called The Tuba Smarties.
Truly one
wonderful. That's, of course, Sky from Sky 2. If you want to win yourself a copy of that, simply tell me what is the name of the single that Sky had in the charts in 1980. If you know the answer, give us, not a phone, I was going to say, give us a letter. Back of a postcard, sealed envelope, as long as it gets to the Tea Time programme, Southside Radio, the Hotel Victor, Rochestown Avenue in Dunleary. So there you are, a chance to win yourself a copy of that double album. As I said, that was a track called Tuba Smarty. Excellent track. I love the instrument he played. I can't remember what it was. Some kind of horn, anyway. And the address once more. What is for the competition? Just to give you the question, what is the name of the single that Sky had in the charts in 1980? That's the question. And the address, the Tea Time Programme, Southside Radio, the Hotel Victor, Rochestown Avenue in Dunleary. All right, 13 after 7. We dedicate this one to Geraldine Marr. How you doing? This is your birthday present, about 14 weeks too late.
One day.